This is Gene Lance on the Workers Beat Extra.
Texas, where I live, is one of the six states that is experimenting with new ways of organizing the labor movement, or the federation, the AFL-CIO. They're calling it modernizing the movement, and once or twice I've also heard it called verticalization. And I understand that it came out of the last national convention 2 years ago, and they said they were going to try to build a movement to meet the moment. But when we got to the meeting on March the 26th in Austin, the first guy I talked to said, quote, "I heard you were on the menu." I live in Dallas. I'm part of the Dallas AFL-CIO. It was chartered in 1956, and we think it is the oldest AFL-CIO Central Labor Council in America. It was chartered right after the merger of the American Federation and the Congress of Industrial Organizations. Presently, Dallas is the only Central Labor Council in Texas that is still operating under the original form of organizing. They are the last ones that have a full-time, paid, elected leader. It's the Financial Secretary-Treasurer. Now, I'm the president, but the president is just unpaid, and the communications director, which I also am, only gets $15 an hour and doesn't get very many hours. So we have a full-time paid elected leader in Dallas, and we're the only ones that are a Central Labor Council. The Houston Central Labor Council some years ago changed into something else called an Area Labor Federation, or an ALF, Area Labor Federation. They put together all the counties around Houston and put them into this new American Labor Federation. Now, the American Labor Federation and all the CLCs are chartered by national, which I've always thought was kind of interesting, because the state federation, the Texas Federation, Texas AFL-CIO, is not exactly in the chain of command, since the Central Labor Councils are chartered separately. I assume that modernizing the movement was going to take care of that and get everybody pretty much on the same page. Rick Levy, the president of the Texas AFL-CIO, said at the beginning, quote, "Our present structure hasn't changed since 1956. The state has changed since then, but we haven't." He said, "Previously, we did not have the power to change the structure of Texas, but now we do." Texas leaders gathered on March 26th to discuss our present organization and discuss possible changes. Here's a list of the problems that came up. The first one, I think, is the most important. Labor wins most elections in the big cities, everywhere except Tarrant County. But we lose everywhere else in Texas. And I think there are 204 counties in Texas. So in all the rural counties, Republicans tend to dominate. In some areas of Texas, especially the rural counties, they seem to have no AFL-CIO connections. In other words, the AFL-CIO is operating primarily in the big cities, or at least in metropolitan areas. Statistics from 2023 showed new organizing, especially in Texas. But what we did not discuss is that union density in 2023, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, union density continued to fall from 10.1% of the workforce down to 10% of the workforce. This steady diminishing has been going on since the 1950s. Here's another problem that was discussed quite a bit. People said that they need more staff, they need more training, and especially the one that came up the most is they need more resources. I counted about 73 people in the room at one time. These are the top labor leaders of Texas. And I think 80 would be a more realistic estimate because people are always coming and going. About three of those people were employed by National, and maybe 8 or 10 were employed by the state. Other than that, we were nearly all rank and file officers, because there's very few staffers in Texas outside of the national staffers and the state staffers. Here are the options that seem to have been offered as far as changing. We could form an area labor organization like the one they did in Houston some time ago, just by merging the central labor councils of several counties and adding in the counties that don't even have AFL-CIO representation. Another thing that we might do is we could set up an area labor organization and make each of the central labor councils a separate chapter of the Area Labor Federation. And another one might be just to pool resources so that we leave the central labor councils the way they are, but pool our resources in order to hire staff and do more with those staff people. I'm a little bit skeptical about staff people. I haven't always had good experiences with them. And I do notice that most staff people do not tend to come off the shop floor. They tend to come from colleges, tend to be experts in their field, political science, and of course, being younger people, they're all way much better with the modern telecommunications than the older people are. But nevertheless, it's pretty rare to see a staffer who came off the shop floor. So we had several choices were given to us, and we talked especially because of the fact that Houston already has an Area Labor Federation. We talked about that quite a bit. Some people said it had been quite successful. The director, Haney Khalil, I only heard him speak once, and he said that the four staffers that they have are not nearly enough. People from outside the city of Houston, though, I've talked to many of them at many times, and I haven't heard anything good. They say that the Houston Area Labor Federation is just concentrates on the city, and that people outside the city feel left out. And there were a couple of comments at this meeting that were similar to that. We broke down into smaller groups and came back into the plenary session and had reports from the smaller groups. That's where I got my list of what people think we need. Particularly, we need more resources and that we want to win elections all over the state instead of just in the major cities. They each reported and they said those kind of things, that we need more resources and we would like to win elections all over the state. Finally, the last group to report were the affiliated unions who have statewide strength. Like, for example, the teachers. They have a Texas Teachers Federation. I think they call it the Texas American Federation of Teachers. And they're, of course, they're here and there in the state. Their reporter got up and said that they were definitely in favor of, quote, some kind of regional structure. And he said, quite frankly, and this is a quote, "The next natural progression for us is the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex." He said that Houston has had some growing pains, but has proven itself, and that his group favored, quote, some kind of regional structure. It was obvious that some kind of regional structure was going to be here in North Texas, probably involving merging the Dallas and the Fort Worth Central Labor Councils. Since we're only about 30 miles apart, And we are two of the largest and most active central labor councils in the state of Texas. This was kind of a little bit of a surprise to me, because we had had a couple of meetings on webinars, and at one point this idea of merging Dallas and Fort Worth actually came up. And we were told by Fred Redmond, the second in command of National AFL-CIO, that we were definitely not talking about consolidation. And in fact, he was talking only about verticalization. He said that if any central labor councils wanted to consolidate, that would be entirely up to them. So what happened at the March 26th meeting ran counter to that, where the whole point seemed to come down to merging central labor councils, and particularly merging us in Dallas and Fort Worth. I have some questions about it. In general, it sounds good to do something different, especially if you haven't done anything differently since 1956. But I still have some questions. I want to know if consolidating will give us a bigger presence in the rural areas where the Republicans and anti-union people currently dominate. In other words, are we going to start winning up in Sherman, Texas, or out there in Paris, Texas, places where the Republicans currently dominate? Well, the experience in Houston, as far as I can tell, was not like that. What I have been told about the Houston Area Labor Federation was they tended to concentrate more and more on the central metroplex and less on the areas around Houston. But I'm not so sure that that would be the case here in North Texas. The other question I have, will it give us more members or more resources? I don't think so. We still have the same number of members after you merge. If you just count the same number of people and add them together, you'd still have the same numbers. And would it give you more resources? No. The money comes from per capita dues payments of your members. If you don't have more members, you don't have more money. Unless maybe some more money is going to come in from outside, and possibly that might be what they're hoping for. In other words, if they just merge counties, I don't see them as getting more help in the far-flung rural counties. I don't see them getting more members. I don't see them getting more money. If you combine money, you can get staff. I think that's true. But if they're just going to focus on the metroplex, the metropolitan areas, then I don't know if that means that we have won. So here's what I'm going to argue as we go forward. No matter what kind of new organization plan they come up with, I'm certainly hoping that it will include the state, the Texas AFL-CIO, because they are very, very progressive leaders. And the idea of their being bypassed just because the central labor councils are chartered by national is not a good idea. I think we need to include the Texas AFL-CIO in everything that happens. Secondly, I'm going to push for more and more and better communications. The fact that we have telecommunications now means that we do not have to sit in the middle of our metropolitan areas and forget about everybody else way out there in far-flung West Texas or East Texas. I think that we can do a better job of outreach. And that is my main point. Whatever form of organization that they come up with, my position is we need to start winning all over Texas, not just in the metropolitan areas. So that's my summary of what's going on, and it'll be great to see how it comes out. We'll be talking about it at the Dallas Central Labor Council, and we'll be talking about it and continuing to talk about it all over the state with help from our brothers and sisters at the Texas Federation and at the National Federation. And it's all very, very exciting. Stand by for new developments.
Solidarity forever.
This is Gene Lance on the Workers Beat Extra.